Cuomo railed against President Trump and his administration, saying they are anti-American and opposed to everything that Dr. King preached about. But he says the Democratic Party got it wrong in 2016. Without mentioning the names of former President and former First Lady Bill and Hillary Clinton, who Cuomo's been close to, the governor said the party got disconnected from the middle class. He says working people were desperate and believed Trump's promises that they would get mills and factories back in the U.S.
There's no economy that goes backwards. It was a fantasy. But when your reality is that painful, you will believe a fantasy.
He says the Democratic Party also underdelivered for our minority supporters. Cuomo criticized inequalities in education in New York State, and he announced that he's signing an executive order to allow people on parole to vote.
When you're released from prison and you're on parole, you still don't have the right to vote. Now, how can that be? You did your time, you paid your debt, you're released, but you still don't have a right to vote. At the same time, we're saying we want you part of society, we want you to get back into the community.
The governor blamed the Republican-led state Senate for rejecting a bill that he proposed to make that change.
I'm unwilling to take no for an answer. I'm going to make it law by executive order, and I announce that here today.
A spokesman for the governor later clarified that the measure was not actually in the governor's 2018 budget proposal, but it did come up during budget discussions with the legislature and was rejected by the GOP-led Senate. Cuomo's opponents jumped on the executive order. His Democratic primary challenger, Cynthia Nixon, called it a song and dance routine, saying Cuomo enabled the Republicans who blocked the bill to keep control of the Senate for years. Voter suppression in New York should have ended 8 years ago, Nixon said in a statement. Meanwhile, GOP State Chair Ed Cox called the order an outrageous power grab and a purely political act. He said it was designed to appeal to radical primary voters and satisfy the governor's presidential ambitions. Cuomo says he's content to run for re-election for governor this year and will not say whether he's running for president in 2020. But he told the crowd that he believes New York is the most progressive state in the nation.
We've done the progressive things that everybody else has talked about, but they couldn't get done. And we said, you want hope and you want to see the future and you want to know what this country can be and you're tired of the hate coming from Washington, then you look at the state of New York, the beacon of possibility.
And he says the state can show the way for the rest of the country on how to do those things. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.